Radio.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the studio yet again. You've become a regular visitor here, aren't you?
Yes, third time now.
Yeah. Suzanne is from, she is volunteering with the Cancer Research UK. You call it the Good as New Sale?
Yeah, the Children's Good as New Sale.
Yeah, perfect. I went to the last one of those. Not only did they charge me to come in, even though I wasn't going to buy anything.
Sorry about that.
No, not a problem. I could not believe how many people were there. As I arrived probably about 25 minutes after it started, and they're all people coming out with bin bags full of clothes and car seats and goodness knows what else.
Yeah.
Are they always that busy?
It is. We have people queuing for 2-3 hours before. They start form a line, we take them out refreshments. If it's a hot day,
you know, charge them for those?
No. We really appreciate people's that they travel a long way to get to this sale. So for those listeners that don't really know and didn't hear when I was on the two times before.
Yeah, tell us about
it. So I'm one of many of the volunteers that run and organise and set up probably one of the best children's good as new sales in the area, certainly in Surrey. I've never seen anything like it. It is a sports hall full of amazing quality, and that's really what we push, is that everything that we sell is amazing quality. And it ranges from prams, scooters, bikes, car seats, booster seats, toys, clothes like you've never seen. The amount of clothes on rails, all divided into age groups, so it's a very easy sale to navigate. Books, puzzles, games, cuddly toys, fancy dress.
It sounds like the
figures.
Generation game.
It really is. Cuddly toys. I've said cuddly toys. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really in aid of raising money for Cancer Research UK. It's a sale that started in a lady's front room in the 1970s. A lady called Pat Farmelow, she had the idea in the beginning to just share some of the toys and accessories from her children and young babies that they didn't need anymore. She started this sale in her front room. Fast forward 40-odd years,
and it's
turned into a beast, which now fills the sports hall of Esher College twice a year.
Which is no small space, but you say that, it's equal to all the little rooms down the corridor leading to it have all got things in as well,
haven't
they?
That's right. We have a specialist baby section, which houses grow bags, babies' feeding accessories, nursery equipment, and we have a whole shoe and sports kit division. It really is quite spectacular, and certainly if you have small children or if you're a grandparent and want to come down and grab a bargain, you won't believe the prices and you won't believe the quality.
And you won't believe the number of people, and it's growing year on year, isn't it? Or sale on sale.
We have hundreds, if not into the thousands of people that want to come down. It's a lovely way to spend an afternoon. We have we have refreshments.
Really?
Lovely. We have refreshments, we have cakes, beautiful homemade cakes and coffee and tea. And I doubt anyone leaves empty-handed.
Well,
to be honest.
I did, but never mind. You can say it's a great way to spend an afternoon, but I've never seen anyone look as frazzled as you did 25 minutes after it started.
Well, I'd been there since about 8:30 in the morning.
It's a long day, isn't it?
It's a long day for the volunteers, but we have a task force of about, I'd say, 50 people. Leading up to each sale, they work really hard with advertising. The Friday night before, we set up the hall, put the tables out, put the clothes rails out. And then come 7:30, 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning, it's all hands to the pump,
and
we really get all the stuff ready for the 1:30 opening.
Ridiculous.
So our next sale is the 7th of October at Esher College. And I think, Alan, have you got the advert you can pop on the Brooklands Radio website?
Yeah, we'll do something about that. If you leave me the thing there, we'll put it in our daily bulletin and read that out every day till it comes off.
We do charge £2 to get in, but
it's well worth it.
Proceeds go to Cancer Research. We raise a lot of money for Cancer Research UK, and we help people, you know, recycle. So if you have something that you want to sell, then go on to the Cancer Research Good as New Sale website, which is, if I may,
of course,
www.cruk, which is C-R-U-K, Cruk, Good as New Sale, all one word, .org.uk. So that's www.cruk, goodasnewsale.org.uk. The details of Alan will pop on his website.
Yeah,
well,
we'll put up either, if we get time to get it on the website. It's only a week or so away, isn't it now?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll try and get that on there. If not, we'll certainly put it on the daily bulletins and give it a plug every day or so.
There's a Facebook page or as well. So if you just Google Facebook Cruk Good as New Sale, then you'll find it.
Are there any pictures of the mobs waiting to dive in?
I've put some pictures on of the sale, so you can see the scale of it, and really get a feel for the size of it. But
The bit that surprised me is this big room at the back full of boxes, which you saw. Whatever isn't sold, you sort back into boxes and give back to people.
Yes, so everybody that brings a box, and there's big boxes that people bring full of books and toys and clothes, each kind of with a price on and the seller's name on, all goes on sale. If any item doesn't sell, when the doors close and the sale's finished, we bring the boxes back out, all in alphabetical order, and those items that haven't been sold go back into the seller's box, and they come and collect it. So it's a win-win, really. You put your items for sale, you stand to get 80% of the sale price, 20% goes to cancer research, and if it doesn't sold, you come and collect it and take it away again.
And bring it back next time.
And try again next time. Yes, we do have a lot of that. But we're very strict on seasonal items, so you'll only find, for this October sale on October the 7th, you won't find summer dresses and sun hats and flip-flops and things. You'll find winter coats, grow bags for babies. So, yes, it's definitely... And Wellington boots. There's old lovely welly boots that get sold. So, yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. Give us again the date. It's the 7th of October.
7th of October, Esher College, the big sports hall in Esher College, which is Western Green Road in Thames Ditton.
And what time does it start?
It's 1:30 to 3:30.
Perfect. I will not be coming along this time.
No, well, you've seen. It was a good thing for you to see firsthand.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can see the scale of it.
The scale of it. Suzanne, thanks very much for popping down.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.